collections, repos, charge-offs. We've all had our fair share with credit, from denials to late payments. So let's fix the damage by educating ourselves to removals and approvals. This is Credit and Coffee with T. Marie. Welcome to another episode of Credit and Coffee with T. Marie. So, I have been asked questions numerous times. A lot of them, you know, come at the same time, but worded completely different. So I'm just going to go ahead and just throw this out there. There's a lot of myths, a lot of false advertisements out there that you will see from those who are not credit specialists, those who are not certified in doing what I do, those who like to fake the funk and like to work under what's known as an MLM, which is more like a pyramid scheme, like the top person, I get money, but I'm going to put you underneath me. So when you get money, I take a percentage of that. And when you get someone underneath you, it happens the same way. It's like that. Do not fall for the MLMs, okay? It's not worth it. They'll tell you one thing and then, there you go. You get something in the mail and then you're in trouble for something that they did. No, always go to someone who is certified and licensed within their state. I'm licensed within my state. I'm also certified in all of this. I'm also FICO certified. So here we go. This is a myth. Charge-offs. We know about collections. When collections are from an original creditor, they sell it off to a third party. That third party then has it. It's no longer considered your debt, but you still have to work in order to get that off your credit report. We know that. Charge-offs, however, you'll see from someone who works in MLM or anything like that, they'll tell you real quick, hey, once it's in charge-off status, it's no longer your debt. That's false advertisement. Reason being is because the original creditor never sells it. It's still underneath them, which is in your name. All they did was close it and put it as charge-off status, meaning that they'll go ahead and put it as charge off. They'll go ahead and take a profit or a loss statement. They'll put that in there for tax purposes and they'll get a tax write off for that. But it's still going to be on your credit report. This is as a negative account. It will never be positive. You will still see that charge off on your account for 7 to 10 years. 7 to 10 years from the first date that it was delinquent. Keep that in mind. It is still your debt, okay? The only way that you are legally able to get a charge off your account is if you do a pay to delete. If you are on my Facebook group, 750 Plus Credit Club LLC, you will already have the pay to delete letter template that you are able to use in order to work this out. If you are not, I do highly recommend and suggest that you add yourself to my Facebook group, 750 Plus Credit Club LLC. You will get that template specifically, pay to delete. You'll send it off to the original creditor that has that listed as a charge-off status, and they'll go ahead and accept your offer of whatever you do, or they'll come back trying to negotiate. Nonetheless, majority of those accounts that are considered charge-off will work with you because all they want is some sort of a payment. Once you make that payment and they agree to it, they'll have 30 days in order for that to be falling off of your report. Simple, right? Or you can go ahead and wait those 7 days. Simple as that. The next myth I hate freaking seeing. Cosign. Always cosign. Cosign, cosign, cosign. Why? Because you are not responsible for it, but it helps your credit. Yes, I see it a lot, especially from those who work MLMs. I cannot stand that myth. It is false advertisement. Here is the truth. When you cosign on an account, you, as well as the other party, are 100% responsible for that account. I'll say it again. When you cosign for an account, you and that other party are 100% responsible of that account. Let me explain. So, true story. I went ahead and became a cosigner, bought my grandma a car. She became the secondary. based off of credit, I had to become primary. So they used my credit in order to put a car under a legal name. So in retrospect, my name first, her name second. If she were to go ahead and make a late payment, if she didn't make payments at all, she became delinquent, anything like that, or it falls under repossession, guess what? It still comes back on me. Not only will it affect her credit report and show whatever she did. So if she was 30 days late, there's a late payment on her credit file. If it was repoed, there's a repo on her credit file. Any delinquent type status, guess what? It's on her credit file. But even though it's on her credit file, it's also on mine too. So whatever she would do, it would show up on mine, right? Exactly. Why? Because I became a co-signer, which means, oh, we got to put this on both credit files. Needless to say, I trusted her enough to go ahead and make half of the payment. I would make the other half. We were fine. We did everything to a T. To the life of the loan. We're good to go now. So, as long as you trust that individual financially, that is a big word. Trust and financial. If you cannot trust an individual financially, don't co-sign. I will never recommend anybody to co-sign unless they trust that person financially. Okay? Because no matter what, if you were to co-sign for your man or your woman or a family member, you should have valid 100% trust in that individual to make sure they make payments on time and fully every month for the life of that particular loan financially. If you cannot trust them with your bank account number, you don't trust them financially. If you can't say, hey, Johnny, here is my debit card. I trust you not to use it. I just need you to hold on to it. If you are not able to say that to that person, you do not trust them financially. So do not co-sign. Point blank period. No matter what, you and that person will be 100% responsible. If that person decides to, hey, I'm going to just be delinquent because I don't care about making payments anymore. I'm tired of this crap. They put it in repossession, or if it's a mortgage and it'll go under foreclosure or whatever the case may be, and you turn around, you both will get sued because you're both on the life of that loan. So then you're both going to have to go to court proceedings and get this all put together, and then you're going to have to pay a one large lump sum, or if that particular company is feeling generous, they'll let you make payments. So in order to prevent any type of legal standards as far as being sued or not worried about late payments, any type of delinquent status, foreclosures, repossessions, charge-offs, collections, anything like that, do not co-sign unless you trust that person financially. And third one, I cannot stand it when someone says there is no law that can say that they have placed a collection on your account and can leave it there for 7 to 10 years, a bankruptcy or a charge off. I can't stand it. I will see a person who works under an MLM, and they will literally put out there as their advertisement to get people underneath them, and it will say, you are not legally responsible for accounts that are on your credit file because legally they can't stay on there for 7 to 10 years. That's bull. It is complete bull. Under the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, they have a right to place that on your credit file. Okay, under the FCRA, they have allowed credit bureaus and any creditors to keep that on your file for 7 to 10 years. 10 years is for bankruptcy. 7 years is from the first date of delinquency. So if you have a collection on there, It's going to be on there for 7 years unless you can do your date, your debt validation letter, get it verified, anything like that. Charge off same way, 7 years from the date of first delinquency, but you can do a pay to delete, get it off sooner than that. But yes, 7 years from the date of the first delinquency. Bankruptcy is 10 years from the first date. So keep that in mind. Yes, there is a law out there. Do not believe that false advertisement. Please go to a professional. Please go to someone who is licensed. Please go to someone who is certified. I am licensed within the state that I reside in. I'm also certified to work for credit. I'm also FICO professional certified. So I know the ins and outs of a FICO credit score, the ins and outs of a credit profile. I do this for a living. Please do not believe the hype. Matter of fact, don't even work with anyone who is under an MLM. Several MLMs are currently going through fire right now because of their unlawful things that they do within their company. One major big one has always had their name out there. I won't get into specifics, but everything is public record. So definitely get away from it. There are some who are within the MLM who feel like, yeah, they're doing the right thing. They are responsible. They are following so-called protocols and laws and skit like that. But what they don't realize is certain things that they're following is all false advertisement. So definitely look into everything like that. So those are the myths that I cannot stand. So if you have any questions, I will go ahead and post a link on the Facebook group, 750 Plus Credit Club. Make sure you add yourself to that. You'll get access to everything, everything, including these recordings here. So make sure you add yourself, 750 Plus Credit Club LLC on Facebook. I will see you then, and be prepared for the next episode.